I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The death toll continues to rise as the nation of Bangladesh deals with the aftermath of a powerful cyclone. Becky Carlson with Mission Network News files this report.
The cyclone that hit late last week resulted in the swamping of whole islands and took out trees, utility poles, and houses. Vincent Edwards of World Vision Bangladesh says a lot of flimsy huts have been flattened.
The damage to houses that are made out of mud and bamboo have been anywhere from 40 to 50% of the houses in the area being damaged.
Relief workers are struggling to get help to the hard-hit areas. Edwards, along with other humanitarian aid groups, will help where they can. They also pray that those who have been affected will be more open to the gospel message shared by Christian relief agencies. Becky Carlson for Mission Network News.
Next, a resurgence of militant activity in Jammu and Kashmir states has India on high alert. Rebel forces and the government have had multiple clashes, causing great concern for the global advance team, too. David Shipley explains.
Our upcoming conference in Jammu, of course, is jeopardized by the potential of violence in that area. This is one of the most volatile areas in the entire world, but northern India is also home to the largest cluster of unreached peoples.
And the Logos Hope, Operation Mobilization's newest vessel, is on its way to Kiel, Germany for a final outfitting before being launched into service. The ship's expected to arrive in port this coming Saturday. But once launched, Logos Hope will transport vital gospel literature resources, aid supplies, and an all-volunteer crew committed to serving the poor communities around the world. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.